to ease the entire data science process, right from data engineering to model deployment. Hello everyone, welcome back to our podcast on Talking AWS for Data Science. In this series of talks, we discuss about various AWS services offered by Amazon to fast track the model development and model deployment for data scientists. So this week, this is Deepthi here, and today I'm here to discuss how we can use AWS step functions to ease the entire data science process, right from data engineering to model deployment. So first, let us start by understanding what the step functions are. So as the name indicates, you have various steps. When we are writing code, we write code in functions. That is, we have each of the steps stored into one function, and then we have a workflow going on. AWS has offered come up with this service where you don't need to have write a lot of code. It is a low code platform which eases all your steps, or actually puts all your steps one by one and makes it very easy for you to go through them. So if I need to define this AWS step functions, it is a visual workflow to build distributed applications. Launching is as simple as a click of a button, and you could visually keep track of all your steps. So when I'm talking about steps, let me take an example and explain it to you. For instance, if you are developing a model, or you are actually doing some kind of a transfer learning of a model to get the predictions of images taken by an end user. And for instance, the images taken by the end user has both image and some chunk of text on it. Okay, so we have some Amazon services like Amazon Recognition, which will help you to recognize the image in the picture taken by the end user. And then you could also use some services like AWS Comprehend, where you could do some natural language processing in order to extract some text or some key phrases from the chunk of the text which is clicked by the which is on the image, right? So ideally, you have to write all this process in steps, but with step function, this is kind of a drag and drop process. All you need to do is to properly align all your steps, be it steps which are sequential or be it steps which are supposed to run in parallel. Like for the example which I have taken, the image which is coming is just one, but the image has to be used both by AWS Recognition so that it gives you the image, whatever is there in that, and also it has to be processed by AWS Comprehend so that there's some kind of natural language processing to extract the key phrases. So in this case, you have a parallel processing which is going on with two services. So all these kinds of steps can be defined in AWS step functions. And how does this all this happen there? There is a mechanism called as states, state machine mechanism. Okay, and every state what we define is corresponding to a call or an API call directly to the Amazon Web Services. And this is as simple as a flowchart that we all must have learned when we started computer science engineering. So it is visually visible how your code is flowing, what is the next step. Now we might say, what happens when we have some errors which are coming in between? So what happens when there is one step, there is non-execution of a step? So that is where AWS step function comes with various choices. You have states with where you can define the type of the state. So when I say a type of a state as a task, it executes the task which is defined, like for example the comprehend task. Or if I ask the task to wait, because for instance you have a streaming video coming, so you'll have to wait for one image to be processed and then only the next image can be processed, right? So in that case, you will have to define the type of your state as to wait until the previous state is completed or the previous image is processed, and only then you can process your second image. So this is the kind of flexibility which it gives to us data scientists. So first, and the foremost thing is you are getting away with most of your code. You write only pieces of code which are important to you. The connection of these functions is all taken care by the step functions. Okay, and this step functions also can be used to build data and machine learning pipelines using all these various AWS services. Now coming to the advantages. So first and foremost thing is we are able to manage our workflows seamlessly. So the moment there is a problem in the workflow, say you have a step function or a state machine where you have defined 5 states and something goes wrong in the second state. So what happens is you are visually able to see when you execute a state function, a step function, you're visually able to see which state has been executed and where is the problem. So the executed state is always shown in a green color and the state where you find a problem is shown in red color. So when there is a red color, there's a fatal error. But AWS step functions also give you an opportunity where you just have to troubleshoot. Like there is a yellow color, that means the flow is not seamless, somewhere something is missing. So that is how it indicates how the flow is there. And the beauty of these step functions is sometimes your code might not run at the first instance. Maybe there's some kind of latency within the availability zone with respect to that particular service which you're calling. So in that case, you can actually ask the state function to retry it after a certain amount of time. So there is no manual intervention. Everything is set up in such a way that you feel that there is complete seamless process going on. Now, what kind of service integrations can be done with AWS step functions can be the question which is coming to your mind. In fact, there are almost round to 200 services which can be integrated with our step functions. So like if, for instance, if I talk about AWS service like Lookout for Vision or Lookout for Equipment. So in case of Lookout for Vision, where you have to start creating your data set and then process your data set, and then you start building your machine learning model. So all this pipeline also can be taken care as each of the state through step functions. And likewise, you can have parallelization of process. So you can have one process being done and the output being shared by two or more services, like the example which I have already told, where one image is being shared by both AWS Recognition as well as AWS Comprehend. And coming to the major advantage of step functions, as I told, it's a low code process. What it takes to write step functions is all you need to have a JSON format. A JSON format where you define the state name initially and then how you are connecting the state output to the next input. That is all is required. And right now AWS has come up with the new SageMaker Workflow Studio. So the Workflow Studio actually gives you a graphical drag and drop interface. So directly you search for your service what is required and then you can drop it at the place where you want the flow to be. And if we are talking about data science products, the first thing that comes to our mind is scalability these days, because the data science model just doesn't sit in your machine or in the cloud or the EC2 instance what you make, but you need to scale it up and you need to balance the load. So the beauty of using step functions is you can step function scales automatically based on your load which is coming. So you don't have to bother about balancing the load and things like that. Okay, now the last part what I want to speak about step functions is regarding the cost. So AWS is giving us a free tier for the first 4,000 state transactions whatever you make. So you could actually go in and use 4,000 state transactions for complete free of cost. And after that, they charge a quarter of a dollar for 100 state transactions. But this, what needs to be kept in mind is, this will come as an additional cost for your service which you are using. So just be aware that you are actually using a little extra cost, but that little extra cost is making your flow seamless. And the way you troubleshoot your code is going to be very easy. So that's it from my side for this week regarding step functions. I think this is a very important feature which we data scientists, we need to try it out, because we spend a lot of time just trying to understand the SDK and calling the client, establishing the SDK by giving the access key and things like that. So over here in step function, while using step functions, you are avoiding all this. With this information on AWS step functions, it's me, Deepti, signing off for today. Thank you.